This is the Hot FM Breakfast Show.
Eurovision is underway once again this year in Vienna, Austria, and we've got the lovely Chris North, SBS reporter, on the line. How you doing?
Hi, AJ. Can I give you a tip? You've called it exactly the right time because right now in the background you can hear the second dress rehearsal for the first semi-final. It's also known as the jury final. The Australian jury members are actually listening to this broadcast and they're watching it as well. And they make their vote on this very broadcast. You've never seen anything on TV like this before.
For those that are tuning in for the first time this year, because it is the first year that Australia has a contestant, what is Eurovision pretty much all about?
Oh, there are so many different answers to that question.
Where to start?
It is like A, B, C, D, anything. It's one of the above. It's an opportunity for Europe to come together because they share a common bond, and that is a love of entertainment. And that's what Eurovision does. Imagine the whole of the South Pacific getting together and writing songs and then putting it in a big concert. That's what you get in Europe. And tonight, you get nearly 50 countries who are sharing one dream, one goal, one moment.
You should have been a politician, Chris. You sound like that was a great victory speech.
Oh, yeah. I have a dream that Australia will win the Eurovision Song Contest.
Well, we can only hope. And Guy Sebastian is our very first entrant representing Australia. Do you think we're in with a chance?
It's been a really big week for Guy, and I've been travelling really closely with the delegation. There's been a lot of lockdown. They're keeping things very tight-knit. He was on stage for the first time yesterday, and I think that kind of took his breath away. He didn't quite expect the size of the stage. He didn't expect all the lights and all the special effects that went with it. It was their first dress rehearsal. So they're going to strip it back, and he needs to rest his voice because he has come off the back of a couple of trips back and forth to Europe. He has been feeling crook, and he is resting his voice. I'll tell you what, when it comes to Saturday night Europe time, which is Sunday morning Australian time, if he sings the way he did at the dress rehearsal, he will belt it out of the park.
But I've got to be honest with you, Chris. The real reason I called is because I know you like to party. Have the Eurovision party started?
Oh, well, the rumours already started. I hope. Come on. It's called research and development, okay?
Of course.
Okay? Euroclub opened last night. Why am I actually answering this question, AJ? This isn't fair. You set this up. Austria, well, Vienna in particular, has really turned it on because the venues are extraordinary. The transport to and from places is amazing. So I think I'm in the right place for a party.
We are never going to see you back in Australia, are we?
Can I tell you something, AJ? Across the road, there's a pub, which is an Australian-themed restaurant and bar called Billabong, and they serve, get this, VB and Foster's.
Oh,
there's
gross.
Nothing more Aussie, VB and Foster's. I didn't travel 12,000 miles to have a Foster's.
No, not at all. Even if it was in the fridge, I wouldn't go there, Chris. Chris North, SBS Eurovision reporter, thank you so much for your time, and I hope you are using the SBS credit card because it's definitely research.
Hello. AJ, just before I go, remember there's the live show in the morning on Wednesday and Friday mornings, Australian time. But then, of course, you can catch the grand final with Guy Sebastian Sunday night, SBS1. Don't miss it.
The Hot FM Breakfast Show.